Chapter number 11 in the book of Hebrews. I want to read one verse here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning. We come before you as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy, for the privilege that we have to be able to come back into your house again. God, we thank you for this hour. Lord, it come time for the preaching. God, I pray again that you'd help us one more time and anoint us afresh with fresh oil and give us power to preach, liberty, Lord, in your spirit, God, to deliver what you lay on our heart. Father, I pray that if there be one here lost, God, that today would be the day that you'd save them. Lord, if they be those here, maybe they've already been saved, but Lord, they're not where they need to be. I pray, Lord, for them and ask you, dear God, that you'd bring them back to you today. We ask you now to give us the words that we need to say and help us this morning, Lord, to do thy will. We ask you now to go with us in what you do for us. We'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 The assurance from God to do what he says he'll do. Amen. The assurance from God to give us that assurance that he'll do what he says he'll do. There's never been a promise that God has given where he's ever failed on that promise. He is faithful to every promise that he's ever made to any individual in the Word of God or any nation. As far as that's concerned, he's never faltered on his promises. There's a couple of things here that we see here that is to the negative on that thought, but to the positive when God answered that. In verse number 13, the Bible said, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises." Right. But he says, "But having seen them afar off." Amen. He says over then in the latter part of this chapter in verse number 39, he says, And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. But it gives us the thought that God's not finished yet. There's some of these promises that were given to these men that they had seen. The Bible said the very substance of the things hoped for. And they seen the evidence of these things, the Bible said, that are not seen. Now what he's talking about is, it's as good as if we've held them in our hands. That's how good they were. But they had to have faith to believe that the promises of God could be obtained by every individual and given to them from God. Every promise. We can stand on the promises of God. They're sure. Amen. Though there are many, but they're sure. There's not a one of the promises that God has ever failed by. The Bible said, "For by it the elders obtained a good report." They stayed with God, and they believed God, and they never wavered on the promise that God had given them. The Bible said Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he said, he being dead, yet speaketh. And so we know this morning that when we talk about Abel's faith, the Bible tells us that he gave that faith, that sacrifice, that was acceptable unto God, believing that God would accept what he did. Amen. And believing that he would accept that sacrifice. And so we know that Cain, that Abel had given that more excellent sacrifice than Cain. The Bible said then, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. There was only one way in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation that any man can be called righteous, and that was by the faith of God. Amen. And so we know that the promise was given unto Abel, and it was given unto him for righteousness. What he had did, what he had done, was he brought that more perfect sacrifice, believing that he would be accepted as righteous in the sight of God. Amen. Amen. Believing that. And so he obtained that righteousness, the Bible said, by faith. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Amen. The Bible said, yet faith. He said, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death and was not found. And because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. It says in verse number 6, it's impossible for us to please God without faith. Now what he's talking about is that Enoch was walking and talking with God as if he was looking at God face to face. He was seeing God through an eye of faith. He wasn't a mental case, amen. He wasn't somebody walking down the road talking to the air, but he was talking to him in whom he had seen by faith. Amen. The very substance of God. I want to tell you that's a faith, isn't it? And the Bible said, well, if you're going to believe in me as one that is seeing me, he said, I'll just take you with me and you can see me face to face. Amen. And the Bible tells us that Enoch was translated. Well, do you know why he's translated? Because the whole time he was walking by faith, he was seeing God. And the whole time that he was looking at God, God said, just come on up here. Just look at me face to face. You're looking at me anyhow, and I want to see you, and you can see me. And the Bible said, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, it never had rained. And the Bible said that God had told Noah that it was going to rain. Amen. And Noah believed God. And the Bible said that he moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. That's an unusual. When we look at that text this morning, look at Noah for just a minute. God said it was going to rain. It never had rained before. They never had seen rain before. But Noah was working on that ark like he had seen the rain. That he had seen the rain. And he saw the rain by an eye of faith. And he was moved with fear. It's going to rain. And he built an ark for the saving of his souls and for his family. I want to tell you, there is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. By faith, the Bible said that Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Amen. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. God had promised him a land. And the Bible said he trusted a God as if he had already seen the land. Now listen to him. The Bible said he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac, Jacob, and heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He never quit looking for the city until he stepped onto the streets of gold. Hallelujah. By faith he believed that God is going to give him a city. And he found that city. Amen. He walked around. Somebody said, I'm sure Sarah and the whole bunch probably said, Abraham, we sure like this place. He said, it's not it. He said, it's not the place. And he packed up and kept a walking and kept a going. And the Bible said stopped every once in a while, and he'd just take a real good look and said, this is not what I seen when God said for me to go, amen. And so he kept walking until one day, amen, he said he was a stranger and a pilgrim in this place. He said these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. I'm not there yet, but I'm headed there. I know it's there. Amen. And God is leading me to that place that I believe. Amen. I see it through an eye of faith. And it's far better than this land that we live in today. Amen. A place promised where there'll be no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. Hallelujah. No war, no more sin, no separation. But we'll forever, we'll ever be with God. Hallelujah. It's the promised land for the people of God. Keep a going. Keep a going. Amen. It's the substance of things hoped for. Amen. The assurance that God is going to do what he said he would do. The Bible said by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning of things to come. Amen. He blessed them concerning of the things to come. Amen. The Bible said by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. 430 years they was in Egypt. Amen. And Joseph said, now when God comes by and visits you, he didn't say if he happens by, he said when he does. He said, you carry my bones out of here. Amen. And so the Bible said, when the children of Israel, God began to lead them out, they carried a box of bones, Joseph's bones. Amen. The substance of things hoped for. God is going to come. Amen. And when he comes, carry my bones. Don't leave me in Egypt. Amen. The assurance that God's going to do what he said he'd do. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to the years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He said, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect of the recompense and the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Hallelujah. He endured as he was looking at God leading them out of the Egyptians' bondage. Amen. The Bible said, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians were saying to do, would drown. I want to say to you today, amen, that the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, the assurance that God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. He delivered them lock, stock, and barrel. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, every beast, everything that belonged to Israel marched out of Egypt, come to the Red Sea, and by faith Moses held up the rod, the sea parted, and they passed over on dry land. I'd never see Pharaoh again. That's real deliverance. Amen. By faith. The Bible said by faith how the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Amen. Well, they had already seen the wall crumbling down. God told Joshua, he said, you do this. And he said, I give it to you. Amen. They marched around that wall seven times, and that wall came tumbling down. You know why they didn't stop at six? Because God said seven.
Amen.
Amen. They believed God. They trusted God. Had faith in what God was going to do before he ever did it. They trusted God. The Bible said, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Amen. You remember Rahab the harlot? You remember she had taken in the spies of Israel, and they put a red scarlet thread in the window. You remember that? And said, put that in there, and when the people of God come by to destroy Jericho, when they see that red scarlet thread, they'll know, amen, not to destroy you. Say, go get your family. Get all of them in here. Get them in the room. Amen. How far you're going to be delivered. And so she believed in that red scarlet thread. Amen. She believed that God was going to do what he said he'd do. And when those folks marched around that wall, and that wall was destroyed, and Israel come in to destroy all of them, when they got to the red scarlet thread, amen, those that were trusting in the blood of the Lord Jesus, they were saved. Hallelujah. It didn't matter that she is a harlot. It mattered she had faith in the word of God. Amen. And then the Bible said, what shall I say more? He said, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised from life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. By the time they got right here, they said, come what may, I'm trusting God.
Yes,
amen, we see a better day. And others had trial of a cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment, that they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. But they kept on going as they would receive. They had their marching orders, and they were marching to the city of God. Amen. They were entering in, God having far better for them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what happened. Amen. Far better for them. They kept on marching, and they marched into that city, and they're waiting for us.
Right.
Amen. Amen. They're waiting for us. Get your eye off of this world, folks.
Yeah.
Amen. Get your eye off of this stuff. I want to tell you, put them on God.
Amen.
See what's just ahead when we keep on marching. Just take what this world's got to throw at you. Amen. It's going to hate you. It hated Christ. It hated them. The people of the world are going to despise you. Some of them's going to be in your families. Some of them's going to be in your friends. Some of them's going to be in the strangers, on the workforce, your boss people. I'm telling you, they're all against you, but keep on marching. Hallelujah. One day we'll march right behind all them as if we're already there. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Let me say this, it would get us a song. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Through faith, we understand that the worlds We're framed by the Word of God.
Amen.
Well, we're walking in it. We're picking apples off apple trees. Picking grapes, enjoying feeds. How come? Because we're recipients of a promise that God did way back yonder when He spoke all this into existence. Yeah, we believe that. Don't we? Amen. And because we believe and have faith in that, we're enjoying the blessings of it. And he said, understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. These crazy scientists. Lord, hell. thinking they're wise, they become fools. But they got these little things now bouncing off the planet. And it's picking up rocks and things, and they're coming out now and saying, we're going to find out where all this come from. That's what they said. It's what they're doing right now. They've got things in other planets, and they're taking samples from them so that they can prove that God did not do this. That's what it amounts to. That God didn't do it. We're going to put our stamp on the King James Bible and say that it's wrong. God didn't do that. But oh, yes, He did. Yes, He did. You know why He did it? Because we see it. We touch it. We pick fruit. We gather fruit. We enjoy the seasons. We breathe the air. Amen. That God promised us. The Bible said, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Man didn't have nothing to do with this. But I still believe God. That God did it all. The assurance to the believer that God is able to do what He said He'll do. Now you're here this morning. You've been challenged. You've been challenged in your walk with God. Some of them's asking foolish questions. You've probably been confronted with them. And you'll say, well, I don't know the answer to that. Well, it's kind of like my little boys when they were little. And we'd go home from church and my wife would say, boys, what did Daddy preach on today? He preached on God. Yeah, what else? Sin. Y'all been listening? Every Sunday, they'd say the same thing. God. Sin.
Yeah.
They were listening.
Yeah.
They caught that. Amen. Well, we got these folks that are listening, but they're not hearing. Trying to listen, but they're not hearing what they're not seeing, and they're not believing. The assurance that God is going to do what He said He'd do.
Amen.
You're here today. It's hard for you to see. But until you see by faith, you'll never really have that good report.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. With God. That's the only way we're going to be able to please the Lord.
Amen.
And receive what He has for us. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'd like for us to stand this morning. Get us a song ready. Brother Jake, Brother Max, if y'all would come and come to the piano. And you're here today and maybe your faith has dwindled. Maybe it has gotten real low. And the devil has robbed you and you let people convince you and you've just let the world dictate to you what's right and what's wrong. But I'm going to tell you this morning, God wants us to believe Him. And by believing, we will see what God has in store for you before it ever happens. Yeah, in a few more weeks, maybe another month, I'm going to share with you something that the Lord had done for me. It's not here yet. And I'm believing. Amen. Amen. Let's sing.